To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Welcome, listeners, to your Monday installment of the BTN News Show. Hope you had a great weekend. It's the 25th of July, 2022. Got some of the best technology news that happened over the weekend, and we'll get you caught up on it now in less than 5 minutes. Get ready for a whole new design for your Apple Watch Pro. According to Bloomberg's Mark Gurman, anyways, we should be seeing this pretty soon. Yes, if the rumors ring true, it actually will be the first redesign since 2018. And will actually feature the largest display Apple has ever shipped on a smartwatch. Now, Gurman went on to say that the new model will be a good bit bigger than the current Series S models, at least according to his sources. And those rumors that we've been hearing about the flat sides of the watch, well, that isn't going to be. Gurman says the redesign will actually represent an evolution of the current rectangular shape. Now, other than rumors of the design, we're also hearing some rumors about the performance. In fact, according to Gurman, Apple's new Watch Pro, whenever we do see it, will actually offer multiple days of battery life on a single charge. Staying with Apple users out there, if you've decided to sign up for Netflix, you'd be one of the minority out there right now, but you might have noticed after you downloaded the app on your iPhone or iPad, you're then directed to an external sign-up page. Now, of course, this change comes after months of Apple stating that it's letting reader apps, the ones that provide digital content like Netflix, Spotify, they can actually link out to their own account sign-up pages. And it's a complete contradiction to what we've seen a few years ago. Of course, a lot of things are a complete contradiction at Netflix right now. Netflix never even provided an external sign-up link, and they never told people that there actually was one. Hence, most people would go through the App Store, sign up through their iPhone, and away they went. It also meant that Netflix, yeah, they weren't getting their whole fair share of the money either. Something Netflix is, yeah, they're definitely needing right now. And finally, Windows 11 users out there, you might have noticed something. Actually, lack of something. The start menu, where the hell did it go? Well, if you did install the KB5014668 update, that's the update that took it away. If you're still seeing a start menu, well, I guess you didn't install it. Yep, that's why Microsoft decided, yeah, let's roll back that update. Probably a good thing they're rolling it back too. The start menu in Windows, yeah, it's kind of needed. It is, after all, start. Now, for those of you wondering, well, what the hell caused this mess? We don't know. Microsoft ain't telling us. We do know it's pretty widespread for those that did install the update. Widespread enough because Microsoft did issue a tiny little statement saying that after installing the update or later updates, they've received reports of some devices might be unable to actually use the start menu. Going on to say the issue will be resolved by doing a known issue rollback and may take up to 24 hours for the resolution to propagate automatically to all consumer devices. And of course, on that note, I'm sure everybody in the Microsoft world just looking forward to that Patch Tuesday coming up tomorrow. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Well, we'd love to hear from you. Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website, of course, it's still over there, britishtechnetwork.com. Get subscribed to all the podcasts over there. You can also check out the latest big show, too. It's just been posted. Don't forget also to check us out on our Facebook page and give us a like there at British Tech Network. Or follow us on Twitter at British Tech. But definitely join our community over at our Slack room. We would love for you to be a part of the conversation today. So do it now at britishtech.slack.com. The new show, back at your way for your Tuesday edition tomorrow. Getting you caught up with the best technology news that will be going on over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a great Monday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting the new show.